It's time now for your letters, and we heard from many of you about my update yesterday on herb grower and writer Tom DiBaggio. Tom was diagnosed with early-onset Alzheimer's disease 11 years ago. He and his family have appeared on this program over the years as his illness worsened. Now Tom DiBaggio can no longer speak, walk, or use his hands. His wife Joyce told us what it was like to see him in the nursing home.
I mean, I know it's Tom. It looks like Tom. I said it. I can't believe I just said it. But there's no communication. I mean, our relationship was based on communication. I mean, we talked about everything. We talked and talked and talked. And now we can't. That's been the most difficult.
Tom's story moved many of you. I stood in my kitchen and wept, writes Hilary Foxsong of Oyster Bay, New York. I want to thank you for bringing us this story and to thank the DiBaggios for sharing their journey with us. They will most assuredly be in my prayers.
Jeremy Meyer of Tempe, Arizona writes, "Your story about Mr. DiBaggio and his family was the saddest thing I've heard in a long time." He continues, "It's a subject people don't like to think about, but Alzheimer's is something we as a society really need to think about."
Mary Ellen Woods of Armstrong, Missouri had this to say, "More than 10 years ago, NPR first visited with Tom DiBaggio. I remember the interview clearly and the conversation I had about it with my mother, who was there helping me with my paper route. We felt such sorrow for someone who knew he was going to lose touch with the world." Woods continues, "Yesterday, I listened alone and cried when I saw my family situation and my mother's illness. She was diagnosed 3 years ago, mirrored in Tom DiBaggio's life. Alzheimer's is devastating, but I'm thankful that mother is mobile, has moments of clear speech, still has her wit and shining blue eyes, and still thinks she's working now at the nursing home where she lives. Thank you, and the DiBaggios, for helping me feel not so alone."
One of you was particularly touched with what Joyce DiBaggio said at the end of our story when I thanked her for taking us to visit Tom.
"Thanks for going. He needs the visit. I think it cheered him up. I think it helped him for a moment. I mean, he's forgotten already, but for that moment, I think it was important."
Tom Yarber of Forest, Virginia writes, "After losing both my parents-in-law within 3 months to Alzheimer's, I know what she meant by for the moment. Truly, as my wife and I discovered about Alzheimer's, it is living for that moment. Thank you for allowing me a moment or two to remember."
We like to know how the stories on our program affect you. Tell us what you think about anything you hear, anytime, by writing us at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
This is NPR.